Rick and Patty in the morning, powered by Numerica Credit Union.
Today is spam day. Weird
what,
food.
What do you mean?
Spam. Like spam out of a can. Yeah. Oh. Spam out of a can.
I used to love that when I was a kid.
Same here. I don't think I've had it in years.
It was like a treat. We'd go camping and my dad would, you know, break open the can. Ooh, spam. Yummy.
Get out the spam. So today is spam day. It's been
Do you know there's a spam museum in Austin, Minnesota?
That's crazy. No, I know. People love it. People love it. And there's varieties of spam.
There is a delicacy. They call them spam balls. People, I mean, there's like a whole cookbook for spam.
Oh my gosh, we gotta
dig into this
spam. Yeah, you know.
Somebody made spam balls at a party and they were delicious.
They were great.
Yes.
So we're gonna take some calls, have some fun with you. Okay. Someone who enjoys a weird food combo with spam. So I'm trying to think. I think I've had a spam sandwich like with cheese, you know, and a tomato and lettuce, like just like, you know, just like bologna, you know, that kind of combo. Have you ever had a spam sandwich?
I have.
You know, I've cooked it, but do you like cooked bologna? Well, you're not a big meat person, so, you know.
Not really, but I do, yes. Cooked bologna, yes, when you fry up bologna.
Oh, fried bologna.
A fried bologna sandwich,
fried
bologna. Yes.
Yeah,
I mean, that was kind of, I grew up on that, so. Am I a fan of it today? Probably not so much.
I, you know, you say mean things about your mom's cooking. I'm like, fried bologna sandwiches? I'm okay
Listen,
with that.
I just watched the Weird Al Yankovic story last night, and there was a song about bologna.
That's right. My bologna.
Yes.
My bologna. So we'll take some calls right now. 547-KORD, weird food combo. It's got to include spam. We're going to take some of your calls on the way. You got Rick and Patty.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning, a number one for new country, 1027 KORD.
Rick and Patty in the Morning, powered by Numerica Credit Union.
So today is spam day. Do you know someone who enjoys a weird food combination with spam? So I like
spam it. Spam and pineapple.
Oh, cool. That makes total sense. You were talking about the fact that spam is like huge in Hawaii.
I think so. Yeah, I think that's,
That might be the national meat.
I've heard some things about
that might be the national meat in Hawaii.
I know that they love spam there.
So we'll be taking some calls right now. 547-KORD. Tell us what weird food combination you love with spam. What do you got?
I had somebody who would, a family member, who would try to make a grilled cheese.
Okay.
Spam and tuna.
Oh,
whole fish,
no.
Out of a can.
Oh.
And make a sandwich just like that. It was so stinky. There was no way I would ever try that. No.
No.
It
no.
was foul. It was disgusting. And it made their house stink so horribly. I could not even step inside of the house. I would stay outside.
Oh, my gosh.
And talk to them. Like, I could not do it.
Spam and tuna. So there you go.
That's wrong.
My wife, anytime I cook any fish, she's always upset. She's like, she comes home from the gym, she's like, you must have cooked fish. I love fish, but she's like,
I don't get it. I don't know how you can like something that smells so bad.
You don't like fish?
I feed tuna to my cat.
I love a tuna fish sandwich all the way. Yeah. Tuna fish sandwiches are great. Yeah, absolutely. Really? That's all.
I don't know. I like to go fishing.
Right.
And I like to throw them back. I'm never going to eat a fish.
So have you ever gutted a fish in your lifetime?
When I lived in Florida, I have.
All right.
And I used another fish as bait.
Right.
I didn't feel good about it. I'll never do that again.
And then of course, you catch the fish and then you fillet the fish.
I do not.
Take the guts out. Growing up on the Grand Ronde River, you know, we had the Rattlesnake Creek. I would throw my line in as a kid and pull out a couple trout.
I have no doubt if my mom was a better,
Your poor mom.
I blame her.
She's always picked on the show.
Well, I always had fish sticks. Oh. I mean, that's not seafood. You're never ever going to hear me go, lobster.
Oh.
Lobster bisque. Oh, the best.
So today is spam day. Taking your calls. Weird food combinations with spam. More of your calls on the way. You got Rick and Patty.
We love to hear from you. And it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message. Or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for new country, 1027-KORD. Make sure you have our free app for concert news, contests, and your favorite country everywhere you go.
Rick and Patty in the Morning, powered by Numerica Credit Union.
All right, this week, believe it or not, is one of the biggest back-to-school shopping weeks of the year. So back-to-school shopping around the corner. And again, my kids are all grown now. So
you don't have any back-to-school shopping to do.
I know, but I sure did back in the day. And all my kids are now grown. I kind of miss it a little bit. You know, it's kind of like, yeah, they're adults now. So I don't get to enjoy seeing the list.
You can still do some back-to-school shopping, Rick. I don't think anybody will hold that against you.
Of course. And I'm seeing a lot of the schools like put up their list of what, you know, like your scissors.
Things that they need.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And what kids are expected to bring to class. So I thought we'd have a little fun with you because it is the back-to-school shopping season. What's the funniest or weirdest or craziest thing you've ever seen on a back-to-school shopping list from your kid? I will say one of the things I like that they're doing nowadays, and this I know will not be a popular statement.
What?
But I like that they're asking kids to bring extra glue sticks and pencils.
Oh, for other kids who might not have.
Thank you.
I like that.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Some people like, oh, they can buy their own stuff. And I get it. Prices are outrageous. Prices are crazy. But as one of those kids that was very poor, I always have to clarify. After I got adopted out, I got adopted out and they had no means. There was many times I didn't have pencils. I didn't have pens. Mm-hmm. I didn't have, you know, mm-hmm. I do remember having a blue trapper keeper though. Everybody had a trapper keeper. Back
I remember
then.
That. Yeah,
yeah. I did have that. But again, we were very limited on what we received. So it was great when you could go to the teacher. Hey, Mrs. Glenn, can I get a pencil? And she goes, oh, here's a pencil.
You know?
Because, and then again, when you're a kid, you're embarrassed to ask. When you're a kid and you have nothing, mm-hmm. You don't want your buddy next to you going, hey, why don't you have any paper, man? Why don't you have any pens? Yes. Why don't you have any pencil?
Yes.
You know, because they do. And you're in junior high and you don't have what everybody else has. It's not a fun situation to be in. So we're going to have some fun with you. 547 KORD. Strangest thing that you saw on the back to school. Can you recall anything that you ever thought that was weird on the list?
No, not on the list. Like, I've never even seen a list. Like, I didn't have... My grandparents would come over with everything I needed for school.
Oh, that was nice.
Lucky
you. Look at you. On our list, we had like...
I liked it because it was almost like Christmas again.
But didn't
you know?
But even on your PE list, we had shoes. Like, hey, must have a pair of running shoes. Didn't you have any of that or did you just wear...
No, I remember... I got one pair of tennis shoes and one pair of, you know, regular dress shoes for school.
For school, right?
I mean, I was kind of like you. We didn't have a lot either.
Did your mom get you basically two of each thing, basically? So you get two pairs of jeans, maybe three or four shirts.
Maybe.
Three or four shirts, you know.
Maybe.
Pack of underwear, pack of socks.
But also, you know, it was.
Okay, all right. You can relate.
It was hard. It was important to get just the right thing,
absolutely.
You know.
Oh, absolutely. Especially the hilarity. I don't know about other poor kids that are listening, but if everybody was wearing Levi's and you were only able to get one pair of Levi's, you wore that pair of Levi's every day.
Yep. Every day, no matter
what.
I was there.
All right, take some calls. 547 KORD. You got Rick and Pat.
The KORD Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 1027 KORD. Rick and Patty in the Morning. Powered by Numerica Credit Union.
Biggest week for back to school shopping going down. Of course, we all recall back to school. I had a blue trapper keeper. What color was your trapper?
I had a blue one too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I had a red one as well.
Okay. When we talk about peaches, I am amazed on how many people don't know what a peachy is.
I've never heard that.
Really?
No.
Okay, do a little search while I'm talking to you. Peaches.
I don't even know how to spell it.
I want to say it's P-E-E and then peaches. C-H-E-E-S. There you go. P-E-E-C-H-E-E-S. And to see what pulls up for you there. Peaches. And we had the sports one. I love that. Do a little image search on it. Ours, when I was... the peachy had it had a basketball player on it. There it is, peachy. It's called. Oh, it's
how
called,
do you spell it?
So it's P E E C H E E peachy.
C H E E
peachy.
Oh, there it is, a peachy folder.
Yeah, You never had one of those?
I did not.
With the football players and the track runner and the tennis player?
No.
Growing up in the Northwest, growing up in Washington State, those things were everywhere. Raise your hand if you remember having a peachy.
I didn't have a peachy. Nope.
So we've been taking your calls. 547-KORD. Funniest, weirdest, craziest thing you've seen on a back-to-school shopping list for your kid, or know of somebody else who had a weird shopping item. What do you got for us? Good morning, KORD.
So the teacher had the students use shaving cream inside the bacon sheet to practice their letters.
Oh.
And I didn't know, I'm just like, okay, well, we'll get it. And then when they started school, the teacher finally went and sent out a paper stating what it was for.
Oh, okay.
And then when I read it, I'm sitting there like, oh, yeah, now that makes sense.
All right. So shaving cream, when you see that, like, what, my kid's shaving? What the heck's going on? Yeah, shaving cream and a baking sheet. All right. Again, 547-KORD. Taking the calls. Biggest, weirdest, funniest, wildest thing you've seen on a back-to-school shopping list. What do you think of those peachies? Would you have one of those peachies?
No. I'm looking at one. Well, here's one, a vintage one, going for $29.50. How much were they? Like $4 or so?
I mean, back in the day, they were like $1. They were like vintage. They're vintage.
I don't know anything about a peachy folder.
Go on Antiques Roadshow and you're saying, look at my 1970s.
Here's one from the 1980s.
You learned something new today, didn't you? I like that. You learned something new today. More of your calls on the way. 547-KORD. It's Rick and Patty. KORD.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for New Country. 1027-KORD.
Rick and Patty in the Morning. Powered by Numerica Credit Union.
There's a brand new survey out. The most common questions kids ask.
If
you've ever had a kid, I've had two. And when they're at a certain age, it's nonstop questions. It is. When you're a parent, everybody knows. When you got a toddler, why? Why?
But why? Yeah,
why?
But why?
Why?
Isn't why number one?
Here you go. Most common questions kids ask. Number 10, how do bees make honey? Number 9, how are rainbows made? Number 8, why do mom and dad go to work? Yeah, tell me that one, kid. I'd like to know. Number 7, why do we wash vegetables? Number 6, why do parents have to work? Yes, another good one, kid.
Yeah.
What season comes between winter and summer? Number 4, how do fish breathe underwater?
That's a good one.
Yeah. Number 3, how does an airplane fly? Mm. Number 2, how big is the universe? Infinite. And the number one question most common kids will ask is, how do you make a car?
Wow. I thought it was, when are we getting there? Yeah, when do we get there?
That's another one. That's another good one there, too. So we thought we'd have some fun with you. 547-KORD. What's the funniest or weirdest question one of your kids has asked you when they were younger? Trying to think of that. I'll have to come back on this one because I have to think about my two boys. And
Of course it has to be about your baby sibling, your baby brother or sister.
There's got
to
be something. I don't know. There's got to be something good there. I just know when my son, I don't want to TMI this,
what?
but I'm going to TMI it. All right.
What?
So his mom and I, are doing the thing, right? And he barges in on us, and of course we scramble. Have you ever seen that TV show Modern Family, when the parents scramble after they're doing whatever they're doing? Mm-hmm. Anyway, so and he goes, "What are you guys doing in here?" And we said, "Well, we're wrestling." And he's like, "Well, I want to wrestle, Mom and Dad. I want to wrestle." Like, "No, you can't wrestle."
No.
I'm having lunch with him when he's 18 years old, and he goes, "Dad, gross." I said, "What are you talking about?" He goes, "Remember that time when I came in on you and Mom?" He goes, "That's just gross." Anyway.
Nobody wants to think about their
pee. I know, but there you go. So it was like, "Could I wrestle with you guys?" And then later he's like, as an adult, he's like, "That's just gross. Oh, because I can't get out of my brain." So anyway, take some
calls. You're all red.
I know. It's a funny. It is a funny story. It's a funny story. 547-KORD. Your calls are on the way. You got Rick and Patty.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for New Country, 1027-KORD.
Rick and Patty in the Morning, powered by Numerica Credit Union.
Most common questions kids ask, number one is how to make a car. Number two is how big is the universe? And number three, how does the airplane fly? And how do fish breathe underwater?
These are the fish breathing underwater. Yeah,
these are questions kids are asking. And of course, when I had my two boys, why, Dad, why? So we're taking your calls, 547 KORD. Dawn, tell us what question your daughter asked.
So my little girl, when she was four, she asked me, you know, you're talking to them about, they ask how babies are made. Mm-hmm. And we tell her the birds and the bees. And she goes, well, what does a half a bird, a half a bee look like?
I love that one, Dawn. That's a good one. 547 KORD. Questions your kids are asking. Your little kids are asking. What are they asking?
The kids ask me why they can't marry their brother.
Oh.
This was just the other day. I was like, well, you don't marry your brother. You marry somebody that you love that's not your family member. And that's illegal.
Yeah.
They were like, what? Definitely caught me off guard.
Little kids are so cute.
Well, yeah. Because, yes, you want to know why you can't marry your best friend or why you can't marry.
Exactly.
Yeah. Can I marry?
It's always cute when they, you know, I love the memes on Facebook where it's like, oh, you know, the little kid wants to marry the little preschool classmate or whatever. Yes. And they make little wedding, you know what I'm saying, you know, little rings and stuff. It's so cute anyway. So there you go. Asking the common questions kids ask. Number one, though, how to make a car. Come on. Being a kid, all you really wanted to do ever was drive. Come on. Well, I mean, even as a kid,
I wanted to know when you're going to get there.
I know. Exactly. I think that was probably the number one thing you looked forward to being a kid. Like, I want to drive. And my friend Melanie Botts was driving at 11 down on the country road. I remember when she came driving up to see.
Pick you up?
She came up the river road. She came up the river road. And
What was she driving? Pinto?
It was probably a Plymouth Volare or something like that from that time period. But I remember watching her. She lived down the country road, and I lived at the Oasis, and I could see down to the Botts place, you know. And it was a river road, and I could see the headlights.
Did her mom and dad know she had the car?
Oh, absolutely. She was driving at 11. Absolutely. This is in the middle of... This is on the Grand Ronde River in the middle of nowhere. No.
Well, you're lucky she didn't drive it into the river.
No, you could see her come up the river. She just came up the river road and it was slow.
She pull out her pack of smokes.
wouldn't have been shocked, but you could just see the two headlights coming up from down the road when she came. I'm like, no way she can't. And I'm 11. I'm 11. She's 11.
Wow.
And I'm like, man.
Why didn't you get in and let a man drive?
Because I was 11. I wasn't allowed to drive at 11. She was allowed to drive at 11. So anyway, I know. It's pretty amazing. So there you go. More of your calls on the way. You got Rick and Pat.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD. Make sure you have our free app for concert news, contests, and your favorite country everywhere you go. Rick and Patty in the Morning, powered by Numerica Credit Union.
All right, Patty, a brand new survey by datingadvice.com reveals that 61% of men and 55% of women believe in love at first sight.
Mm-hmm.
So
I get it. I do.
You do?
I do.
That's not how you felt about Jeff when you met him, right?
I did not.
Okay, I'm just
going to it was not love at first sight. He grew on me.
Put that into perspective. Do I believe love at first sight? I do believe it does exist.
Yeah, I do.
It exists for some. I don't think the majority, though. I think you fall in love, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm no expert. Trust me, I'm no expert, you know. But I've known people that...
I think it can happen, sure.
Yeah, in my high school class, Tony, they're both named Tony. So Tony's a girl and Tony's a boy.
And then the Tonys hooked up.
And they fell in love in junior high.
And they're still together?
After all these years.
Oh, man, that's 40 awesome.
40-plus years. They got kids. They live in our hometown. It's Tony and Tony. And they've been married and together. They were all through high school. They didn't break up. They didn't see any. They didn't do any. There was none of that drama. And even today...
No drama.
Her name was Tony Fuquay, and his name was Tony Poe. So, still after all these years, I see him on Facebook. There they are. They're
now,
married.
When you go back home, do you see them?
At the reunions. Mm-hmm. Yep, they're together. Yep, they're always, from high school, they're together. So, love at first sight. I've also met people that, one of my girlfriends, her name was Sherry, but her parents met literally at church, and in 1 week were married.
Wow.
And were married their entire life. You know, they're both passed on. But yeah, they.
So how about when you go back? Whatever happened to Melanie Botts? Is she still around?
Married. Oh yeah, she's married. She lives near Anatone, Washington, up on what they call Montgomery Ridge.
Yeah.
So they've got a ranch out there. She's part of the Botts family that has a big cattle ranch.
I just can't get over she's 11 and coming down the road to pick you up.
Yeah, the country road, the county road, of course. Yeah, right along the river, right around the Grand Ronde. Yeah, absolutely.
And then you smoked behind the shed with her?
Gravel pit. I only tried cigarettes once, and she had stole her mom's pack of cigarettes. Her mom was a heavy smoker.
Well, I just have this vision of her with a cowboy hat, her Marlboro cigarettes.
That's probably a good representation.
Some cowboy boots.
Yeah, but she was my little girlfriend when I was that age, and I was
and
going
a bad influence, Rick.
Bad influence. I was going back on my notes because we lived on the river, the Grand Ronde River.
Yeah.
I went through my notes, and we used to have picnics together. Is that not the most cutest, adorable little thing?
Wow. Yeah. Like some fried chicken and watermelon.
I guess my foster mom
made salad.
Yeah, I guess my foster mom made us a little pack, a little lunch, and we went out and had picnics together, and I got notes about it. So yeah. But you know, that was my first little, was it love at first sight? Well, she might have been the only girl around, so I guess it had to have been because she was the only girl around, you know, growing up when I was a little kid on the river. But
I've got visions of you guys sneaking off and, you know, going to do some fishing down by the creek.
I want to say, and I don't want to quote this, but I'm pretty sure Melanie was probably my first kiss. I'm going to have to, I don't recall the first kiss, but I'm thinking it's her. That has to be her because, there was, you know. What are you laughing about?
She's got to go sneak off and have a smoke.
What?
Well, I just can't get that vision out of my head.
I mean, I don't recall. I mean, I know she was a smoker later on in life. I don't recall her after that. After we tried the cigarettes, I don't recall her smoking like not.
Yeah,
I don't recall her that. But her mom was a heavy smoker, and the whole family was smokers, and so there we go. We're gonna have some fun. 547 KORD. Have you ever been struck by love at first sight? If so, what happened? Did it last?
And my first crush was Alan Ness.
I know,
so
you,
I remember,
because you had blue eyes and blonde hair.
Yes,
you've talked about it. So yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But it didn't last.
We were five. I don't even know where he is anymore.
All right. Well, now you got to go. Yep, she's going on Facebook. Here she goes. That's a unique.
I found his brother, Peter.
Okay. All right. Well, then you should ask. Hey, where's Alan?
What happened to Alan?
Absolutely. You should ask. So we'll take some calls while Patty's hunting down that first level. We'll take some calls. You got Rick and Patty. KORD.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for New Country. 102.7 KORD.
Rick and Patty in the Morning. Powered by Numerica Credit Union.
So earlier we were talking about, have you ever been struck by love at first sight? What happened? Did it last? Why not?
No.
Do you believe in it?
I believe in love at first sight.
And I do believe that there is love at first sight. I think people can fall in love at first sight. I think it's totally possible. I've seen people get married literally.
I know.
In my lifetime, I've seen them stay together, have no issues whatsoever. So I think it's humanly possible. I think love is different for everybody. I think what one person defines as love is something that someone else doesn't define as love. You know, is love the butterflies 24/7, Patty, in your mind? Or is love the understanding and, you know.
Wow, listen to you. It's both.
Well, I'm just saying,
all
you,
of that.
You accept him for the warts and, you know, the weaknesses and strengths and all that, you know, because if you truly love
except
someone.
Except for that annoying laugh. You shallow person,
that's
you.
That's right. I'm just saying. So taking your calls, have you ever been struck by it? We want to know.
At first sight.
Have you ever been struck by love at first sight?
Infatuation.
Infatuation.
Yeah. Until I got to know the person, and I went,
that'll change it real quick.
This ain't love.
Oh, yeah. Nope. That's always a funny turn is like, yeah, you're infatuated with someone, and then you get to know them like, nope, not in a million years.
Yeah.
Not going to happen. Yeah. 547 KORD, tell us about love at first sight.
When I was 15, my parents were in the process of getting a divorce, so my sister took me out west, or out east, Massachusetts with her.
Okay.
And there was a guy named Chuck. He turned me over head over heels for him. And then of course I had to come home and finish high school. And then he married my sister, one of my sister's best friends.
That
broke her heart.
That
I bet.
Did absolutely. 547 KORD, love at first sight. Tell us the story.
At my current husband, through Tinder, actually.
Oh.
Which was a fairly weird experience for me, because the last time I was single, internet dating really wasn't a thing and
right,
whatnot.
Right.
But I knew the moment we started talking that he was the one. We were talking for a few days before we actually went on our first date, and that solidified it right there.
Wow.
But, yeah, I told him probably a couple of years after we started dating that I knew I loved him the moment we started texting.
Wow.
Like people say, you know, with love at first sight, you know, I knew. I knew it from that moment. That he was the one and that I loved him.
That's the, it's possible.
Wow.
I love your story.
That's
the best. Tinder.com, that's kind of an interesting website.
Isn't that the one where you swipe? You just keep swiping, exactly. You know, until you find your match, I guess?
Yeah, Megan and I met on Match.com, but Tinder.com, yeah. I mean, that's a legit site too as well. So love your story. Keep the stories coming. 547-KORD. Love at first sight. Did it happen to you? More of your stories on the way. You got Rick and Pat.
We love to hear from you. And it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message. Or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for new country, 1027-KORD.
Rick and Patty in the morning, powered by Numerica Credit Union.
As we celebrate today, National Middle Child Day, I'm always reminded of the Brady Bunch and Marsha. Those families.
Because poor Jan was getting overlooked.
Exactly. So 547-KORD, do you have a favorite kid? If so, which one is it? Is it wrong to have a favorite kid? We've been taking your calls this morning and having fun with it. Kelly, tell us, Kelly's got five kids. Tell us the deal.
And I tell them every time, there's no such thing as a favorite child. We love you all the exact same. But some of you are just a lot easier to parent than others.
Well said.
I think that's what, Kelly, that is well said. Absolutely. Yes, exactly. Because it's like there's some parents that, I mean, and we talked to Kelly off the microphone. And it was funny, she's got five. And I said, each of them have different personalities. No kid is ever like the other one, if that makes sense.
No.
And even with your brothers and sisters, your brothers, right?
Uh-huh.
You're all different.
Very.
It's great, but you came from the same spot.
Right.
It's like, so it's amazing that when how you can have five kids and then they all be radically different from each other. It's just, it's their own personalities that come out. So, but I like what you said there, Kelly. National Middle Child Day. More of your calls on the way. You got Rick and Patty.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for new country, 1027 KORD. Make sure you have our free app for concert news, contests, and your favorite country everywhere you go.
Rick and Patty in the morning, powered by Numerica Credit Union.
National Middle Child Day. Been having some fun with the calls, 547 KORD. And we're talking about being a favorite kid. Yeah. Will parents ever admit that they've got a favorite? Been having some fun with the calls, and
they're interesting.
It is interesting. Anne, what do you say?
Morning. Hey, so I'm the youngest out of five, and I will say this. I am my mama's favorite. My oldest sister is my dad's favorite, and I'm a product of ours. My dad had two girls. My mom had two boys. They got married and had me. Oh, honey, she didn't have to tell me.
She just knew. And shout out to Pat, Ann's mom.
The mama is the mom.
And we got into this great conversation with Ann, and it's not about being a favorite. It's a place in their heart. You know what I'm saying? It's like every kid brings something different. Does that make sense? So it's not, you know, so you have different ties to each of those, you know, kids, if that makes sense. Not that one's technically a favorite. It's just, you know.
There's different personalities.
Yeah, Anne was talking about her son who was born with some medical issues, which that meant that they became, you know, emotionally tied together, fighting this medical condition, these situations. And so it's not that she didn't love her other kids. It's just I have an emotional connection with this kid because of the things we went through together. So interesting call. It's been taking them. 547-KORD. Again, Patty was not the favorite. If you're just curious, she was not the favorite.
I got away with a lot more.
Yeah, you think you did?
But I wouldn't. Clearly not the favorite.
Were you one of those kids that was sneaking out in the middle of the night?
No.
No?
No. I mean, I had, but my sister's, not... Oh, yeah. It wasn't an issue.
Oh, my sisters were heading to the golf course or whatever, to the park with the boys or whatever. Oh, yeah. They were sneaking out. Like, oh, yeah. They were doing that.
Nope, that was my older brother.
That was your older brother? Mm-hmm. He was sneaking out, basically. Yeah. Who had the reefer coming from the basement?
The oldest. That was the oldest. Yep.
You're like, yep. As a young...
I know, and I was like right above that room. I was like, what's going on down there?
Yeah, that's right. He's got the roach clip and all that, right?
Yep.
All right, 547 KORD, National Middle Child Day. More of your calls on the way. You got Rick and Patty.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.